The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Now, time for our entertainment preview. Find out what's on TV and on demand for the week ahead. And joining me now are producers and presenters Kay Sheehy and Owen Sweeney. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi there, Brendan.
Are you there, Owen? Yeah. We'll talk to Kay. So, Kay, Line of Duty is over, thank God, say a lot of us, but people are going to be looking to fill that hole in their lives. And you're saying that it's The Pursuit of Love, the BBC's new blockbuster, is going to do
Jesus, Mary and His Wee Donkey. This is a very different kettle of fish. So Pursuit of Love is the latest three-part adaptation of Nancy Mitford's 1930s, 40s novel. The Mitford sisters were part of the bright young thing scene in London during the interwar years. It all full of hedonism and extreme politics. Nancy wrote in The Pursuit of Love and Love in a Cold Climate and was a socialist. The sister Jessica was a communist, also a writer, and her two other sisters, Unity and Diana, were friends of Adolf Hitler. And as you probably know, Diana married Oswald Mosley. Yeah. So that's the kind of scene. And there's a lot of that reflected in The Pursuit of Love. So it's written for the screen and directed by another well-connected woman. That's Emily Mortimer. She's the daughter of John Mortimer, an actress in her own right.
And is Emily Mortimer John Mortimer's daughter? I never knew this. Okay,
yes, it was a late afterthought on the part of John Mortimer, who was much, much older than her, obviously. So The Pursuit of Love is the story of two friends and cousins, Fanny and Linda. Fanny is our narrator, the voice of Nancy Mitford. And then Linda Rattlett is played by Lily James. She's 17 and she dreams of romance and an exciting life, but she's stuck in an old family pile in the middle of Oxfordshire. And she has, her father is the major, played by Dominic West, and he's into hunting, shooting and fishing. And he hates Huns, educated women and Catholics in equal measure. Okay. So you get the picture. And she just wants to escape. But if they have a coming out party, he invites all his old friends from the House of Lords. So she is trapped and it's dull. But then enter into her life Lord Merlin, the next door neighbour, who is played by Andrew Scott. He's kind of a mixture of David Bowie and Oscar Wilde. He keeps...
This is the hot priest for people.
The hot priest. Yes. And in this, he's slightly fey neighbour who keeps... coloured pigeons, one pink, one blue. He dyes them and keeps them in the airing cupboard.
OK, this sounds like great fun.
It is great fun. Now... I think Emily Mortimer is in love with Nancy Mitford. There's a bit too much telling us what we can see because there's brilliant actors in it already. But I think it's a great watch.
OK, OK. By the way, I just kind of half accidentally picked up this thing. It seems to be about a year old on Sky called Little Birds. Did you ever watch it? So it's there. It's all there on Sky. But I would say it's not great. But the one thing it has going for it is... like that, set in Tangier in 1955, expats, great clothes, very glamorous. If you like a nice period piece, it's a bit racy, but, you know, it's good, low involvement fun. It's all there on Sky.
Yeah, this is pretty racy as well. So I
yeah,
think
is it?
Like
okay,
this,
yeah. Yeah, we should give that warning. So that's on. That starts BBC One tonight at
9 p.m.
So there's your Sunday evening sorted, if that's your kind of thing. Owen, one of our best loved comedians, Ardal O'Hanlon, he's on RTE tonight at 9:30.
He is indeed in a programme called Holy F, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. So you can work out what that is. Ardal and Jerry Hoban, who is a director who's worked with them before on a show that you might remember, our little one-off documentary, which was great, called Guess Who's Dead, which is all about Ireland's preoccupation with death notices a couple of years back. I think it was on one Christmas.
Can you just hold that
Go
thought?
Ahead.
I'm just going to interrupt you there for a second. Owen, Ardal O'Hanlon.
Give me a chance to watch the programme there. Grant. Yeah. Yes, he did this. He did the programme on death notices a few years back. This is kind of reprising him wandering around the country talking to people. Of course, it's filmed during lockdown, so you're very conscious of the fact that everyone's kind of in groups of one, essentially, the interviewees. He's looking at swearing. it's kind of a vehicle for him. And funny enough, Ardal, as Tommy Tiernan, one of the contributors in the programme, points out, isn't known for swearing a heck of a lot on stage, unlike Mr. Tiernan himself. So I suppose when actually Tommy Tiernan says it's kind of like when he hears Ardal swearing, it's kind of like one of your parents swearing, you know, who you sit up, this is important. He travels to a bunch of locations. He goes home to Carrickmacross. There's a distinct Monaghan flavour to the programme. That's no bad thing either. Some of the contributors include, from a Monaghan point of view, Pat McEnany, who's got some brilliant insights. He's, of course, a GAA football referee of long standing, a veteran of many All-Ireland Finals Four, I think, including, of course, the 1996 encounter.
Okay, we're going to try and get on to a few other programmes.
Lisa McInerney's in there. It's great.
The sporting history. Okay.
You learn something and you laugh.
Okay, that sounds good. That's Holy F, RTE1, 9:30 tonight. Now, Kay, you've already recommended to us The Pursuit of Love. You want to recommend two more adaptations of novels. The Underground Railroad, and guys, we'll skip through some stuff now, but The Underground Railroad is being heralded as the TV event of the year, I hear.
So it's in the tradition of black directors and writers taking over the stage story. So this is Colson Whitehead's Pulitzer Prize winning novel. He's also written The Nickel Boys. It's a great it's a great series. It's Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight, who won the Oscar for that. And it's a slave story. They're in a plantation in Georgia, and it's about how runaway slaves get from the South to the North. And the Underground Railroad was a phrase for these kind of safe houses that runaway slaves went to get from the southern states up to the north. But in the imagination of Colston Whitehead and in Barry Jenkins, they create a real railroad.
Oh, okay.
So you go into, let's say, an abolitionist or a sympathetic white person's house, and they open a cellar door, and then there's this vertiginous kind of steps down into the bowels of the earth, and there is this railroad made by blacks to get people up, and you wonder.
So there's a kind of fantastical element to this as well. Okay.
And then they go from, let's say, the horrors of slavery up to this kind of seemingly idyllic white run city where they treat the black people like equals, but in fact they're doing scientific experimentation on them.
Okay, wow.
So every episode, you think they're going to get out, they're going to be safe, and something sinister happens.
Okay, so that's The Underground Railroad. That's on Amazon. Is it up already?
Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th. And Kay, briefly, The Mosquito Coast on Apple TV.
Yeah.
I watched one and I said, I'm not bothered with that. It's too slow. But I've now watched three of them. And it's
exactly.
Great,
the first one is too much setting up. And it is the Harrison Ford movie, but it's also the book by Paul Theroux. And it has been adapted into a TV series. Justin Theroux, who is Paul Theroux's nephew, is playing the Harrison Ford role. So it's about this man, this individualist who is against consumerism in the States. He sounds like a warrior, an eco-warrior, but in fact, at home then, he's just, you know, egocentric, trying to impose his will on his family. So the best relationship is between him and his daughter, who seems to fight him at every turn. And there's also another story, which is like, he's on the run, he's done something wrong, and it must be big because of the number of black mariahs who keep following him around, looking for him. So they set off. I haven't seen a mosquito yet, and I'm about three episodes
or a coast.
In.
I'm three in. They're stuck in the middle of the desert.
Yeah,
but look, it is.
Exactly.
It's definitely watchable, isn't it?
Yeah. That's just bear with the first episode.
Yeah, on Apple TV, and they're three of them up. And I think they're putting it out week by week, which is unusual. Owen, you have a French film, and this one not for claustrophobic people, I believe.
This is Oxygen, Oxygen. Yes, indeed. It's on Netflix from next week, next Wednesday, I believe, the 12th. It's had a long prehistory, but I won't bother you with that right now. Melanie Laurent is the main actress in it. She basically carries the whole film without giving too much away. It is not for the claustrophobic. She is in a cryogenic unit, and she, I suppose listeners will know her from the character of Shoshana in Inglourious Basterds. She's fantastic in it. You don't know why she's there. You know she's in a cryogenic chamber. This answers the question, I suppose, Brendan, of how do you film a whole, well, almost an entire film inside a confined space. And
okay.
She's great in it. If it's not for claustrophobes, if you don't like rats, it's not for you either. It's a question of the fog of memory. Why is she there? Who is she? Will she find out? I can't give too much away because if I say anything, I'll give it away. But you will know from my description there whether it's for you or not.
Absolutely.
And there's not a bar of Jean-Michel Jarre in it for a film that's called Oxygen.
And listen, Owen, really briefly, if people who missed the latest Fargo on TG Carr, there's another chance to get it.
On Channel 4, yes, from 10 o'clock tonight. And it's fantastic. You don't have to have seen any of the other series. This might tie it back into the previous series. If you have seen the previous series at the very end, not giving anything away. Chris Rock is in it. Our own Jessie Buckley is in it. And she is fantastic as the psychotic.
She's great.
Orietta Mayflower, great. The nurse, yeah. In it. And as is Emery Crutchfield, her kind of her young nemesis who lives across the road. It's brilliant. It's got a great opening episode. Do check it out if you haven't seen it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and let's do a few movies. So, Kay, you've picked a film called Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys is great. It's set in the epic landscape of Montana. There's father and mother, Troy and Sally, and their daughter is Joe. But Joe is a boy trapped in a girl's body. And they live in Montana, which is cowboy central. And to see this girl who her mother puts in the longest hair and the pinkest clothes, and she's looking alluringly at these cowboys. Boys in their check shirts and their cowboy boots, and that's what she wants to be. And her father has some sympathy with her because he thinks she's a tomboy. And then it grows on him that in fact she is, you know, she wants to be a boy. So what happens is he decides to take her on a trip to Canada. Him and his new son, Joe, who want to have a new life in Canada. But of course, his wife and the police services sees him as having abducted their child. So then it turns into a cowboy movie where they're being traced. They're on horseback and they're being traced by Anne Dowd, who's the sympathetic police officer, and a posse trying to bring them back.
OK, and where do we get that?
That's, you know, available on all film platforms. It's like okay. Out and available this week.
Grand. Owen, you've picked a classic war movie for the dads this evening.
For this afternoon, in fact, it's 2 o'clock, 2:10 this afternoon, Where Eagles Dare. How can you go wrong with this, Brendan? Schloss Adler is their target. Their target destination is, of course, in way behind enemy lines. Richard Burton and Clint Eastwood are leading this group of commandos. They're trying to penetrate the impregnable Schloss Adler, where an Allied general is held captive. But is he all he seems? Are they all they seem? There's Snow. There's Mary Ure, who's one of the great characters in it as well. She's behind enemy lines. They encounter her, and she's kind of behind the scenes. She's a secretary in the castle, and there's some great set pieces. There's great dialogue. She kind of turns to Richard Burton at one point and goes, "I thought you loved me," and he goes, "Oh well, I can't be held responsible for what you think." And there's scenes in the tavern that Quentin Tarantino was clearly lifted for inspiration, shall we say, for Inglourious Basterds. The aforementioned Inglourious Basterds. There's a cable car. There are plenty of explosions. There's Clint Eastwood runs around basically killing everybody. Richard Burton takes care of everybody else. It's one
and
of those movies
three,
where dynamite,
3 hours of this, is
dynamite
there?
Does all the work. It is just sticks of dynamite wrapped in a bundle, left to places to blow up. It's one of those great. It is exactly what you'd expect. It's exactly what you want.
Okay,
and it's fantastic.
2:10, RT1. Where Eagles Dare. Kay, something a little bit lighter. There's a comedy set in the emergency services. Is it light?
Well, it is. Yes, the idea is that I suppose it's kind of a nod to the pandemic. It's Bloods. It's on Sky, and it's about the London Ambulance Service. And one of the paramedics is incompetent. He's stupid, but he thinks himself cool and streetwise. His name is Malik, and he put his partner out of action through electrocuting him with a defibrillator, or in, as they say, I defibbed him by mistake. So he's back on the beat now. His partner wants nothing to do with him, and he gets a new female, they say, middle-aged, Jane Horrocks, who people would know as Bubbles from Ab Fab. And she's naive. She loves everybody, and she meets the local crack dealer, and she gives him, some money to buy a mouth organ, which he does. But then he unloads all the equipment from their ambulance to sell it off for drugs. So okay. It's fun. Kind of. Maybe it'll get better.
Okay, that's with that ringing endorsement. Thank you very much, Kay Sheehy, and thanks, Owen Sweeney.